The next morning, the Dalai Lama visited the Keck laboratory, beaming as Davidson greeted him. He would get a tour of the lab before adjourning to a nearby campus meeting center to hear the results about Osir. In the ensuing discussion, Davidson was struck that the Dalai Lama had what seemed an almost preternatural feel for data and the methods of science. As Davidson put it, "I've seen His Holiness penetrate into the data when everyone else but the specialists are left behind." Even in the broad first swipe at the MRI data, Davidson could report that there were strong signs that Osir had been able to voluntarily regulate his brain activity through purely mental processes. For Osir, it seemed from the preliminary analysis that his mental strategies were accompanied by strong, demonstrable shifts in the MRI signals. These signals suggested that large networks in the brain changed with each distinct mental state he generated. Osir's brain showed clear distinctions among each of the meditations. While the fMRI findings were quite preliminary, the EEG analysis had already borne rich fruit in the comparison between Osir at rest and while meditating on compassion. Davidson reported to the Dalai Lama some remarkable data from the tests the day before with Osir. In short, Osir's brain shift during compassion seemed to reflect an extremely pleasant mood. The very act of concern for others' well-being, it seems, creates a greater state of well-being within oneself. The finding lends scientific support to an observation often made by the Dalai Lama, that the person doing a meditation on compassion for all beings is the immediate beneficiary. Research in psychology over the decades has focused far more on what goes wrong with us, depression, anxiety, and the like, than on what goes right with us. The positive side of experience and human goodness have been largely ignored in research.